You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Ryan Emmons, the CEO and founder of Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water, the first sustainable and charitable premium bottled water of its kind. Ryan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. Good to catch up with you. So how did the Waiakea idea begin, and take us through the how the concept evolved into a reality?
Okay, well, actually, it's hilarious because the concept started way back when I was a senior in high school. My family came in ownership for a while my senior year, and my dad kept on sending me all these Forbes articles about how water was the next oil. And at first I kind of didn't really think much of it, but then I really started realizing that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And that's around the same time where I got admitted into the USC Marshall School of Business. And so I kind of had the idea that I wanted to start my own company and that it might have to do with this water. I just didn't really know that it was actually going to happen. And then so freshman year, is when I actually started the concept, and it was originally a glass premium bottled water concept that was founded in my dorm room with one of my best friends, my co-founder, Matthew Meyer, who is a former USC football player. And it really just gained a lot of speed from there. And by sophomore year, we had developed the full concept in terms of sustainability and charitability. And we had brought on some people, including our brand manager, Alex Preston, and our VP of sales, Josh Gott, and also my father as the CFO. And so basically, by my sophomore year, we were working on it full-time in the entrepreneur program as well. And it was great having that experience because all of those classes were paralleling all of the things that I was actually having to work on about concerning my product. So by the end of senior year, I figured I would graduate early and look kind of full-time, and we're about a couple weeks away from the final product launch, and we're really excited.
Yeah, I can only understand the excitement there, especially early on in your life. So clearly in the industry, there are hundreds of products like this in the market. How does Waiakea plan to stand out in terms of a total brand differentiation in such a competitive lineup?
Well, the bottled water industry, as you know, is extremely saturated and competitive, yet there's actually very little brand differentiation in the market itself. This makes it easier for a company like mine to really quickly gain market share, which is very, very exciting for us. And our differentiation, I'll go over it. First, we have in terms of health, we have four times the natural minerals and electrolytes as smart water, and we get those through our unique volcanic process. We also are the most, we have a trademark slogan, which is world's cleanest, because we actually are the world's greenest bottled water company. We use the most sustainable source in the world at 1.4 billion gallons a day as a replenishing rate. And then we also use 33% renewable energy in all our sourcing, as well as we use 100% post-consumer recycled plastic for all our bottles. And in the end, that gives us a 65% smaller carbon footprint than other bottled water companies. And then lastly, you look at our charitability and our image. Well, there's not a single bottled water company out there that can say, for every bottle that you buy, they donate 650 liters of clean water to people in need in developing countries. And that's a huge stance that we really wanted to take, because so many people lack clean water in this world, and some people die from dirty water each year. So we really wanted to help those that are in need. And then lastly comes our image. We are the first premium water that also Fiji obviously has a plastic bottle, but we are the first plastic bottle in the world that actually has a physical volcano inside our bottle at the very bottom. It's very eye-popping. It's something that we wanted to use because it definitely allows the consumer the chance to just go with their gut when they see the bottle next to every other bottle because it's so eye-popping off the shelf. And so all these things are basically our competitive array, and we're really excited because after researching consumer trends and what they want, we realized that we wanted to put a bottle together that they did really want. So that's basically it.
I like it. Now, why do you think that there has been no other company that has come out with a product like yours yet?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons for this. The bottled water industry has become stagnant in its creativity and its innovation. That's why we are so excited to enter it. There are a variety of barriers to entry, though, too, for competitors. First of all, there are only 5 certified private wells on the Big Island of Hawaii. So that's a barrier to entry in terms of using our unique water. Then you go to our sustainability attributes. Well, there are very few companies that are willing to pay the extra money for using 100% rPET plastic when it is such a margin-oriented industry. And our source happens to come with a large amount of eco-friendly features, too, which I spoke of, including a 30% renewable energy, et cetera. And then we also have a pretty unrivaled charitable donation, which, again, is so much money for most companies, but that's really what we stand for. And so all of these things really make it hard for companies to duplicate what we're doing. And also, we've decided to market ourselves as having not only minerals but also electrolytes, and no other premium still water bottled water out there is doing that. And then lastly, we are employing definitely a blue ocean strategy by marketing ourselves as a new category of water, volcanic water, which we are in the process of trademarking. And we're very, very excited to see how that turns out.
Today we are joined by Ryan Emmons, the CEO and founder of Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water, the first sustainable and charitable premium bottled water of its kind, here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ryan, you and your partner will be the youngest entrepreneurs to start a bottled water company in the history of the bottled water industry. Does that pose any problems for you?
Well, the biggest thing is it's really hard to immediately gain respect when you're 22 years old and just out of college. And, I mean, Matt is still in college, especially when the industry is run by veterans. And we've definitely discovered that thus far. What's nice is that Matt, my co-founder, is 6'8", and I'm 6'3". So our size, even though this sounds a little bit ridiculous, our size actually did help to counteract our young age in terms of respect. But then the biggest problem has been our lack of knowledge about the industry in general. There are so many intricate details to know, whether it's operations, advertising, product and PR rollouts, shipping coordination. I mean, the list goes on and on. But we're also very glad that we were able to start working on this 3 years ago, and thus we've had basically an accelerated lesson plan in the education of the bottled water industry. A big problem with our age is obviously our ability to raise capital, as we haven't had the time to accumulate a salary like so many other entrepreneurs and some of the other people in the bottled water industry. But we've managed around that for now, at least.
Could this also be an advantage for you, the age and the being a young entrepreneur, if you will, and the youngest in the history of the bottled water industry?
Yeah, it definitely can be. Actually, that's what I would say is our greatest strength as a company. Because we are so young, I think we have one of the most creative teams out there and with more passion and drive to succeed than most. Our team, like I mentioned earlier, is just filled with talented people, including Alex Preston, who works for Blind Productions, and he is the co-founder of Election Mall, and he has unbelievable programming and design experience. And he is just, we've gone through over 300 renderings of our bottle design because we were so specific on what we wanted in the last year. And we really finally have come out with something fantastic. And then you go to Josh Gott, who used to work at William Morris Endeavor and has graduated with a communications degree and journalism degree from USC. And then Matthew Meyer is one of the most driven people out there, and myself. And us really all being together and being in that good, cohesive, fantastic environment is very much motivating. And we are hoping to make it big. Eric, make it big.
I hear you. Well, Ryan, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and also customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
You know what? Don't be dissuaded when someone tells you no. And don't be dissuaded when someone tells you you don't have enough money. You can always make something happen, whether it's a loan, whether it's convincing someone that it's the idea is worthwhile. The biggest thing is always be prepared with the details. Always be ready to show someone and to back up what you're saying. And if you do that, and if you do that in the right manner, and if you have all your documents ready, you can execute any concept. And so my last bit of advice would be go with your gut and make things happen.
I like the sounds of that. He is Ryan Emmons, the CEO and founder of Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water, the first sustainable and charitable premium bottled water of its kind. And the website of reference is waiakeasprings.com. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Take care.
You're welcome. Likewise, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.